pitch to the Center Circle studio. Tim Van Horn goes studs up into the soccer world where no one is safe. The 18-yard box is wall-free. This is My Three Subs Podcast, a soccer odyssey with your manager, Tim Van Horn.
All is right with the world again as I look at the standings and on the mountaintop. No, it's not Ric Flair, but it's the Memphis Americans.
Woo, we're saying woo, though.
Woo!
Because what a weekend for indoor soccer. If you're looking at a good, what is National Indoor Soccer League? That is National Indoor Soccer League.
And Fayetteville was everything as advertised. Mm-hmm. A big, tough team in person. Memphis up to the challenge on both matches. Incredible. I am joined by color commentator now, new color commentator, Brody Scott. We'll have to talk about that new experience.
Yeah.
But every day he is the wonderful partner here, co-host on My Three Subs. We'll kick things off here in just a second with the head coach and general manager of the Memphis Americans, Corey Adamson. And entertaining you is our goal on My Three Subs. Now here's Alvarado on the touch, wins it, and now a one touch by Laidley before he steps up. Alvarado! Shot! And a goal!
Wow!
Laidley with a subtle touch before he steps off. He says, here, you take it. Alvarado. Giovanni Alvarado says, heck yeah, I'll take it. And I'll bury it far post, upper 90. Memphis with the 5-4 lead.
We'll be back with today's kickoff from the Center Circle Studios. This is My Three Subs, a soccer odyssey.
I love talking soccer, but I also love talking about real estate, too. And people ask me about both a lot. And one of the big questions I get in real estate is, how's the housing market? The housing market looks great. And really, it all comes down to, when is the time right for you? If you're ready to make your move, give me a call. Tim Van Horn at Cry Like Realtors. 901-756-8900 is my office number. Brody, can I give him my cell number? Oh, I can? Okay. 901-262-5000. That's my cell phone. You can also go to my website, timvanhorn.com. I can help you with your move around the block, around the city, around the state, and even around the world, too. I have a network of relocation certified agents just ready to help you. They are dying for your business, and I can put you in touch with those. All it takes is pick up the phone, give me a call. 901-756-8900. That's my office number. You can call me at my cell, 901-262-5000. Or just go online. Check me out at timvanhorn.com. That's timvanhorn.com with Cry Like Realtors.
This is My Three Subs, a soccer odyssey. We're underway from the Center Circle Studios.
But Georgievich is able to get it to Adamson. We're coming down to the final seconds of the power play. Adamson has helped both sides. He'll take a shot. He shoots.
Wow.
He scores. Brody, it must have been just a bad dream because I woke up this morning. I'm looking at the standings, and it's the first place Memphis Americans. I had this really bad dream that we weren't in first in the men's division.
Blink, and it's changed again. Man, that's how the NISL works, though.
It does. Yeah. It does. It was an eventful weekend as Fayetteville Fury, who temporarily had first place in the men's division, but as what happened in Fayetteville happened in Memphis, it was a home sweep. Memphis reclaims its rightful spot, in my humble opinion, of first place in the men's. And of course, the women did the business. But don't take my word for it. Joining us now is the head coach and the general manager of the Memphis Americans men's and women's clubs. It is Corey Adamson. Corey, coach, GM, how you doing, sir?
We're doing good, man. We're doing good. It was a very, very, very good weekend for us. It was a very good weekend for us. So, appreciate you guys having me back on, especially after last week.
Well, you know, listen, hot and heavy, furious, kind of goes hand in hand when it comes to the Fayetteville Fury. And I got to know, everybody's kind of knocked around in that game. Both sides of the ball, men's side, women's side, both teams, both clubs are getting knocked around. How are you feeling? And how is the club in general feeling?
We're feeling good, man. I mean, you know, we had a couple of days rest, and you know, one of my most important things it's part of my job is making sure that we manage the players as best we possibly can. So, you know, I want them to be really hungry at the end of practice. I want them to be mad or upset that at the end of practice, I just shut it down, you know? And if we're not at that level, then I need to try and help the mental side, because indoor soccer season is a grind. You go back-to-back weeks against the two top teams in the league for the men's side. And honestly, you know, maybe the American women's team had a slightly easier weekend last weekend. This weekend was still really tough. I mean, they defended us extremely well, and it was very frustrating. The chances that we seem to have created that couldn't drop for us. And I think that really takes a big toll, especially in back-to-back weeks on even a win. So, you know, me personally, it's funny, you know, I got knocked around a bit,
especially for the women's side, you know, and we're like, yeah, oh, he's got to be all right.
I was in a bad way after that game. I wasn't moving around too well even after, you know, a few sellies after the game, but still wasn't moving around well. But honestly, the worst part, I got a black eye, I think, in Friday's game, and I have no idea how I got it.
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't get one on the road trip from the face sandwich shot you had in Fayetteville.
So yeah, that one, I was waiting for that one to show up, but it never did. But it didn't really hit me in like the eyes. It hit me like square in the mouth and the nose, but it didn't really like mess the nose up too bad to where, you know, my eyes got dark, and then it got a little darker, but it wasn't like getting knocked out of, you know.
Yeah.
Catch one right on top of the nose.
I've skull kissed a ball before, and both eyes went completely black. And it stinks.
Yeah. Did Gio give it to you after his goal? Cause you guys lost your mind when he hit that match winner. Did he inadvertently get you in the face?
No, I was running back post on that, and he hits this thing top corner. And there's a picture of me that one of the photographers took of me just like both hands on my head, like, holy crap, that was a ridiculous shot. And so I was free and clear of everybody. I already had the black eye at that point. I got it in Friday's game. And I remember a time that I got hit in the face, but I don't remember who or when.
It's like a bad frat party.
Man, seriously, that's exactly how it feels like. I think back to my like college days going, how the hell did this happen? I don't remember this at all, man.
Dude, where's my car?
Yeah. People are like, dude, do you remember when you ran outside the house without any clothes on? That happened? I don't remember that. They're like, yeah, dude, you fell. You got all scratched up. Oh, well, I sure did, didn't I? Damn.
There it is.
I guess that's where the head came from.
You sound good. Are you gonna make yourself available this weekend? Are you good to go?
I mean, I will be at the games.
If he's there, he'll be lacing them up.
I'll be there. You know, obviously, medical professionals have their opinions. I have mine. So
I know you're on the road.
We'll see who wins out
this weekend. You're at Columbus this weekend. Is that a bit of a trap game after having four in a row against a big physical Fayetteville team?
Not really. I think honestly, Columbus is probably as, if not more so, physical. They have, you know, I think that's really a focal point to their team, is that kind of physicality and that kind of culture that they've created. You know, they want to be that kind of like physical presence. So I wouldn't expect anything less at all, to be honest with you. We have our options to either go the night before a game or stay for the night after.
Yeah.
And typically every coach wants to go before so you can prep for the game and stuff. But honestly, I felt like our recovery after a game like that is going to be more important. So instead of jumping on the bus, we're actually going to be staying in Columbus so that we can get a decent night's sleep. Everybody can rest up, get some ice baths, get some proper food, stretch out, and then we'll drive back on Saturday, have a little, recovery day. And then back at it again on Sunday. And Sunday, I mean, we're expecting a huge crowd. We're expecting a really pissed off Fayetteville team that's going to come back here and, you know.
Yeah, you've spotted the Hornets'
nest.
They
want to settle the score. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was just about to ask, how does the mental shift start to affect things, especially when it comes to line changes? From game one to two in a series like this, especially because now you have a day off, and is there a mental shift in line changes? Is there an expectation? Oh, hey, we're going to go hot and heavy, or,
No, never. I mean, every game, you have to go into every game like this is the one you have to win, because if you win this one, you set yourself up so much better for the second one. So anytime you're on an away trip, especially a back-to-back away trip, the biggest one is that first one. Get that first win out of the way and everything else kind of falls into place after that. So for us, I don't think there's no way we're not looking forward to Sunday again because of the games on the men's side, at least, that we've had. Honestly, I think right now for the women, they're geared up for Columbus because Columbus has done very well against us. They've done, especially in the two games there, they've done significantly well again. I mean, they beat us. They gave us our only loss, right?
Right.
And then we come back and they take us the next night to freaking overtime. So it's like, all right, what are we going to see when we get there? So for the women's from the women's point, our focus is truly, truly, truly on Friday. For the men's, we know it's for first place on Sunday. So it doesn't really change the game planning because you still take care. We're out of first place if we lose to Columbus. So there you go. You want to be in first place, you got to win every one of your damn games because you know the other team's going to, no matter what we do against them.
Yeah.
So, if anything, the only thing that we try to do is maybe give us a we try to set up a format and a system that will allow us to play two games in a weekend. Mm. That's, I said it last week. I said it last week on your show. The biggest role of a coach at this point in the season ain't getting guys fit or anything like that. It's trying to make the adjustments to what the other team's doing against you that will both allow you to win that specific game and also still play the next game.
Yeah,
and I think that I think that was the biggest focus last week. And there are so many instances that I get to pull from film where we, from the men's side, executed to perfection what we wanted to do.
Let's talk about perfection. The 1-2 punch, set piece where, I mean, that's textbook, bro.
It really was. So that's one thing I got to say. I'm just so proud of the five that are out there, myself included. Like, we've been so dynamic. Fayetteville's got some of the most intelligent players in the league on their team. They're extremely talented. They're very, very smart. They watch game film. They have a great culture there that wants to game plan against each individual player. And I said it last week too, you can't take everything away in indoor, but there are things that you can try to take away. So with us on our set pieces, we have four of them and we've used one. The reason why we've used one is because we've been able to be so dynamic off of that one.
Yeah.
We haven't needed to show anything else.
Yeah.
And, if you watch, there's a really good angle of the goal that we actually just reposted on our social medias of Bernardo's goal, the goal you guys are talking about on that set piece on Saturday.
Yeah.
It was a perfect movement from a guy in the back because when you defend set pieces with your two defenders behind the front three in the wall, if you guys come up too high, nobody's got eyes in the back of the head and you can't do two things at once. You can't see the ball and you can't see the player at the same time.
Right.
So as that player moves, he's trying to wait for you to see where he moved to. And then Bernardo, like, I don't know if he read me or what he read, but he knew instinctively to tuck right back into that back post. And it was a simple 1-2, from Jordy to him. And Jordy was shooting that, but it doesn't matter because that's why Mikey's there on that back post. And that's why Bernardo's there on that back post to make the goal essentially bigger and wider so that we have more to shoot at. And that's exactly what we did. We shot it right through the shooting window. The timing, the execution was perfect. And we've done that several times, that teams have scrambled for and made either great saves or, you know, maybe we just barely missed the shots or whatever it may be, but we've just made ourselves so dynamic. Any one of those four, including myself, five, could end up being the shooter and nobody knows what to do. Mm. Everybody's like, what do I, you know, even when they did take it all away, like in Columbus, like they took everything away from me. So I nutmegged the wall and we scored a goal back post. Like, yeah. You can't take everything away, you know, as long as you execute properly. So those are the little things that get tight games like the one we just played come down to.
Brody, make a note where I will use the word permutations when it comes to restarts for the Memphis Americans. There's so many permutations from one play.
I love it.
That there's 50 ways to screw your opponent, which is kind of cool. I want to talk about the women. Let's talk about Bailey Tadlock, and I want to talk about Sydney as well. Two of your most recent additions, and they seem to have been plug and play.
Oh my God. It is an absolute blessing to have people like Sydney and Bailey in your locker room, period, because of their attitudes and how they are with their teammates, how they are with their coaches, how they are within a system. They're both extremely hungry to learn. And they're already unbelievably intelligent human beings, let alone soccer players. And when you put those two together, you add in quite a bit of athleticism from the both of them. I don't know who's faster. Bailey's got some crazy wheels, but Sid's pretty quick too. Great with both feet. They're both my left-footed options, along with like Lauren, really, like that can truly shoot both feet with no problem and no issues, and they're scoring goals off of it. But Bailey's been really struggling because, you know, she missed in that last game against Columbus, she missed like three just golden opportunities and she's just killing herself. So
yeah, does that get frustrating? Like, how do you mitigate that? Coming back to the bench, you're like, hey, don't worry, it'll pay off, you know, keep going. I mean,
So in game, like me specifically, you have to like find a way to reduce the emotion back down.
Yeah.
Okay, what happened? This happens to everyone. Go back next time you get it and you finish. Yeah. So like we were talking, Bailey and I was talking crap to her all week about, you know, still not scoring a goal or whatever, you know, just jokingly, right? Making a lighthearted joke about it. Because sometimes with some players, they don't want to be coddled, you know, but you can't beat them down either. So the sarcasm is the perfect mediation. So like I'll sarcastically start talking crap to her and we'll go back and forth. And honestly, like I told her Thursday night or maybe it was earlier last week when we were talking about the Columbus game. And I said, you're going to be one of our top goal scorers, if not our top goal scorer by the end of the season. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. These things are going to come. They're going to start to drop for you and it's going to feel amazing. Pardon my French. You're going to have to bleep that out. I apologize. But I said that and like the next night she comes out with a freaking hat trick and it's just like, I love it. We were even making a joke. I was like, after every goal, you better run by our bench and like flick me off under your shirt or something. Like just you just gotta stick it to me if you actually score these goals, you know? And she did, like we hugged and then she like whispered a very pleasant F you to me.
But that kind of rapport
I
with
was
your
like, I love it, dude.
Yeah, that kind of rapport with your team, like, I mean, that's kind of hard to have all the time, you know, and the fact
that
you have
it's very tough. You have to balance it too. You're like, I even felt like I went too far on one of the jokes. So I texted her later. I was like, I'm sorry. I was too far. She's like, you ain't going to hurt my feelings. And that's the other thing too, like right there, you know?
Yeah.
So you look at a player, you know, going back to a player like Sydney, she's got the same thing. Like she in Fayetteville, she missed, and I won't even say she missed. She had three shots saved off the goal line against Fayetteville. Three of them saved off the goal line.
Yeah.
And she was in the perfect spot. She made the perfect run. She did everything. And those were her first two games in somebody else's building in a brand new uniform in a brand new system. She came in on Tuesday and got her first practice on Wednesday. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like you see somebody like that and it's truly plug and play and you're just, man, as a coach, you just go, what did I do to deserve this? This is amazing.
And you're going to need Sydney Walker, and you're going to need Bailey Tadlock and the entire team, because coming up this weekend, you face two of the top keepers. You got Bria Riancho for Columbus, and then also Elga Yashi, who I thought stood on her head third match in 3 days playing with through pain. I thought she did a good job for Fayetteville, so it's going to be really big.
Not only did she play through pain, they accidentally lost her bag in travel. So she had to use other people's shoes and other people's gloves.
Oh my gosh.
In order to get through the games, because they didn't have any time. And then when they got to these cities, you know, it's not like Amazon Prime something in 2 hours anymore. You know, like, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Wow.
All the soccer stores were completely out of her size and glove and stuff like that. So, mad props to her for that. And then, of course, you know, we already know how good Riancho is. And it's like, all right, well, here we go. You know, it's just we've got a specific game plan against them to try and ISO her a little bit more and maybe make her goal a little bit bigger than what she wants, kind of the way we did here in Memphis. So, we're definitely going to need her and the whole host of the rest of my stars. You know, Ashlyn Jones, I think, is still in the lead in goals.
Yeah.
In the league, Kelsey Keown is second in the league in points, and she's got 6 goals herself. And you know, we've just got my defenders scoring goals left and freaking right, man. I mean, Alexis has a couple of goals in the past few games. Yeah. Lauren has been an absolute nightmare for people to have to deal with, because she makes such great runs out of the back. She's always in the box. She's getting great shots off, and it's creating a lot of havoc in front of goal. So it's not just one or two or three or four players that they have to deal with. Like, it's a whole line of five, and then a second line that's coming back behind them with elite level goal scorers on it that are just new to the team. You know what I'm saying? So the women's team they are rolling right now, and I'm loving it, man. It's been a pleasure to coach them this season.
Friday on the road at Columbus, Sunday 3:30. The men kick things off at 3:30. Well, yeah, we got about a minute or so left. Clinic on Sunday, correct?
Yeah, clinic on Sunday. So you can go to our socials and our website and sign up for our game day clinic. They've been a ton of fun recently, and we just keep getting the same people coming back out and some new faces, every single one of them. So, you know, we're getting together a great little future American squad on both the men's and the women's side, man. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
We're going to be kicking butt in 2036.
Man, by 2030, to be honest with you, it's going to be like 2030. Yeah. We laugh, but in 8 years, like these they'll be out of their D1 schools and ready to go, a lot of them. So
that's kind of hurts to say. I'm not right even going to lie.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it?
8 years.
Listen, whatever. I got fangirls that are not playing for me, and it was like, how did you go from this like little 12-year-old to like full grown adult with, you know, married and scoring goals for it. Like, it's just,
it's crazy.
How did I get this old, like, man? I don't understand.
It's like, yes, sir. It's like, yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. I'll go get the ball, sir. And then like 8 years later, screw you, coach. Circle of life, man. Circle of life. Go to Memphis Americans.
Seriously.
Go to MemphisAmericans.com. That's MemphisAmericans.com. Sunday, 3:30. It looks like it's going to be a raucous time at the Lander Center this Sunday. It kicks off with the men, then the women shortly thereafter. We are talking with the head coach and general manager of the first place women's and men's Memphis Americans, Corey Adamson. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck this weekend. And you guys stay safe on the road. We'll be there ready for you on Sunday.
Can't thank you guys enough. Appreciate y'all.
When the ball is out of play. So now Fayetteville with one last chance here to try to scratch something out. We'll see what happens. There's a deflection shot and a goal. I don't know if I would call that a shot. What I'll call that is hustle.
Yes.
And the deflection for the Memphis Americans for Sydney Walker as she screams in out of nowhere. and the Americans lead 3-0. I say shot in a goal. Technically, I guess it's a shot.
She says, hey, y'all, watch this.
It'll be the easiest shot she ever takes as a professional soccer player, and the Americans, with 12 seconds to go, lead 3-0.
More next on My Three Subs, a soccer odyssey.
The heart of Memphis has always been full of song. Every walk of life represented in the way Memphians know best. From the established to the current to the rising stars, hear their story and their music on the Memphis Reverb podcast on your favorite podcast provider. Just search Memphis Reverb.
This is My Three Subs, a soccer odyssey. And we have added time to the podcast.
Corey Adams, no short of a great interview when it comes to, you know, what do we expect from, Memphis Americans Club moving forward? What is the mindset of a Memphis Americans Club moving forward? And what, you know, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, and he's got a lot to be happy about. He's got two teams that are buying into the philosophy, and they're seeing results from it. I think that also helps that, hey, do it this way. Let's practice this way. Here's why. Mm-hmm. They're following directions, and they're seeing fruit at the end of that with wins in the column.
It was good to hear that they are human, though. They do get frustrated, especially with an injured Elgiyoshi making saves.
The Fayetteville women's keeper was outstanding. And to hear what she had to go through above and beyond that.
Yeah, right.
And that's what you call a professional.
Right. And again, bringing up the fact you mentioned Friday, Columbus Rapids, that's an away game. Then they travel home on Sunday for the Fayetteville Fury. You know, both men's and women's clubs facing off against 1-2 counter punches. So it's not going to be easy. Every weekend is a gauntlet.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And there's no bye matches, especially when you hit the road. Columbus, as he said, is a physical team. The Columbus Women's Club, the one to put the blemish on the women's Americans record. So to kick off the weekend, it's going to be tough. And then you come back and face a tough team. A lot to look forward to at Landers Center.
I tell you, I did look forward to last weekend, Tim, especially when you asked me to be the color commentator or sit in for color commentating. That was a new experience for me. I'm going to be honest with you. I've been broadcasting for 20 years, never done that before. And I'm going to thank you right now publicly for allowing me that opportunity. That was a lot of fun, man.
Share some observations, your thoughts from the perspective from watching the game.
Yeah.
And also the discipline that it takes to be able to call the game and then know on a moment's notice, on the turn of a dime, something big could happen.
Yeah. So first of all, it's really fast game. We know that, you know, if you've watched the game, it's a new perspective. You're right on watching it. Being a fan and talking about it in real time is a bit of a challenge because you know what is going to come up, right? But you also don't want to commentator curse, and I almost did it. I almost commentator cursed once when it came to a potential goal score for Fayetteville. So, that's in the back of your mind, too. There's just a lot going on. It's a little different than sitting with your buddies, you know, in the stands or watching on YouTube, eating popcorn or, you know, chowing down on some wings, drinking a beer. So a little bit different. But other than that, it's the fun is still there.
Oh, it absolutely is. And the tension of the moment.
It
gets real.
The goal scores, I'm going to be honest with you, those get a little bit more lively the more they score, which is a lot in NISL. So,
well, you saw firsthand how quickly the score changed back and forth, that you can't get too high with the highs or too lows with the lows. It's just the tension just keeps ratcheting up.
Let's talk about the men's club, right, where it's a goal and then a minute later, another goal scored on the other way. And so, you're thinking, oh, they got this in the bag. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it was an incredible day. I'm glad you could share that. You and I have done a ton of podcast episodes. Sure. We've done over 100 of those, but we had never worked on a live broadcast in a booth. I want to thank the Memphis Americans for that opportunity, for their trust, and thank you because you made me look smart.
Yeah, thanks.
By having them up there, and also you got the hell out of my way when the goal calls came.
Well, you know, I mean, that in itself, that was tricky.
That's an acquired skill, isn't it? Now you know how I feel when Pete Pranick is calling the match. It's like I want to get out of the way. I don't want to mess your call up. Especially when we had the epic goal by Corey and then the big goal by Gio.
Well, I mean, it's amazing. You know, I mean, the outside shot. Come on, man. That was sick.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Unbelievable.
Love it.
I know this pretty much puts the wraps on today, but we're not done for the week.
No, there's still more soccer to be had. This is the fun part of Memphis soccer right now because we have an outdoor club to talk about.
That's right. Head coach Ben Pierman will talk with at least one other player from Memphis 901 FC, and then we'll get that into podcast form for you. Likely by Friday,
sure,
is what we're going to be looking at. But in the meantime, a reminder, Youth Clinic, 10 o'clock Sunday morning for the Memphis Americans at Landers Center. Go to memphisamericans.com. You can also get group tickets there. You may also want to go today to memphisamericans.com. Still may have a chance to get in on those free tickets. Go to their special ticket offer page, up to six tickets for free per email address, and from what we've heard, a flurry of response. But yeah, go ahead and get in on that while you can, because they kick off 3:30 on Sunday against the Fayetteville Fury. The men will start, and then about 15 minutes after that, the women kick off. And our last experience with a 3:30 kickoff, all the games were done by about 7:15. That's two full games.
I was home by 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
I was like, wow, this is kind of weird.
It's pretty incredible. Any other final thoughts or exultations?
Can't wait to do it again. Let's do it again.
All right.
Second verse, same as the first. Let's go.
Rock and roll. All right. We'll be back sooner rather than later with Ben Pierman, and we'll see you out at Landers Center on Sunday for Memphis American Soccer. For Brody Scott, I'm Tim Van Horn. It's my three subs.
There's the whistle. Thank you for listening. Check out more of My Three Subs podcast, A Soccer Odyssey.
This is a Brody Scott production.
That's you, Daddy.